Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, July the 31st. Take a cleansing breath and open your heart to these words from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Among the many insightful and important things that Richard Rohr elucidates in his book, The Universal Christ, are these words about how Christians today can hold on to a positive version of life. In chapter 4, he writes, brain studies have shown that we may be hardwired to focus on problems at the expense of a positive vision. The human brain wraps around fear and problems like Velcro. We dwell on bad experiences long after the fact and spend vast amounts of energy anticipating what might go wrong in the future. Conversely, positivity and gratitude and simple happiness slide away like cheese on hot Teflon. Studies like the ones done by the neuroscientist Rick Hansen show that we must consciously hold on to a positive thought or feeling for a minimum of 15 seconds before it leaves any imprint in the neurons. The whole dynamic, in fact, is called the Velcro-Teflon theory of the mind. We are more attracted to the problem than to the solution, you might say. What problems, fears, or concerns might be Velcroed to you at the moment, rather than sliding off like Teflon? Take a moment to consider this imagery as it may apply to your life right now. Let's listen to more of what Richard Rohr has to say. I encourage you not to simply take me at my word. Watch your own brain and emotions. You will quickly see there is a toxic attraction to the negative, whether it's a situation at work, a bit of incriminating gossip you overheard, or a sad development in the life of a friend. True freedom from this tendency is exceedingly rare, since we are ruled by automatic responses most of the time. The only way, then, to increase authentic spirituality is to deliberately practice actually enjoying a positive response and a grateful heart. And the benefits are very real. By following through on conscious choices, we can rewrite our responses toward love, trust, and patience. Neuroscience calls this neuroplasticity. This is how we increase our bandwidth of freedom, and it is surely the heartbeat of any authentic spirituality. Most of us know that we can't afford to walk around fearing, hating, dismissing, and denying all possible threats and all otherness. But few of us were given practical teaching in how to avoid this. It is interesting that Jesus emphasized the absolute centrality of inner motivation and intention more than outer behavior, spending almost half of the Sermon on the Mount on this subject. We must, yes, must, make a daily and even hourly choice to focus on the good, the true, and the beautiful. A wonderful description of this act of the will is found in Philippians 4:4-9, where Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always." If you are tempted to write this off as idyllic positive thinking, remember that Paul wrote this letter while literally in chains. Remember that we began this meditation with Paul's words, Philippians 4:4-9. Reflect now on the little things you can do, on the simple little ways that you can make the daily and even hourly choice to focus on the good, the true, and the beautiful. Let's allow Paul the final word. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, writes Paul, or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.